Episode 78. Welcome to the Take Up Code podcast, where you can learn valuable insights and skills in programming. I'm Wahid Tanner and will be your host today. The state behavioral pattern allows you to simplify your code when you have different modes of operation. The best way to become a professional programmer is to start writing code. If you're not actually typing code, building it, and running it, then you're missing more than half of what you need to be doing. Have you considered attending a Take Up Code live class? Text PROGRAM to the short number 44222 and you'll be on your way. The basic description says that this pattern allows objects to alter their behavior when internal state changes, and this causes them to appear to change classes. Many applications and games have different modes where it seems like everything changes. A drawing program will have a set of tools that changes the meaning of clicking and dragging with the mouse. One tool might select and then move images, while another tool might outline and then resize images. Some games might allow the hero to move around and interact with the world differently when on foot versus when riding a horse. These are the types of modes this design pattern helps you to simplify. To see how, let's first think about what your code might look like without this pattern. Now, this is going to be a short episode because this pattern is so heavily focused on the structure of the code. I can't effectively read code on the podcast and have any chance that you'd understand. This is the biggest reason I stay away from reading actual code. That's what the live classes are for. But I'll do my best to describe in general terms how this pattern can help you write better code. Imagine you've already implemented the command design pattern from episode 72, and you're about to execute a move forward command. Walking and riding a horse are very different activities, but both can support the idea of moving forward. Without this state pattern, your code might have an if statement that says, if walking, then move forward like this block of code describes, else, then move forward like this other block of code describes. The total length of the code in the command source file will be longer because it has to accommodate different ways of moving forward. This pattern will be repeated for every other command too. What happens when you need to add support for swimming? Now you need to go through all the commands and not only add the extra code, but change the structure of your if statements. Maybe you decide to toss the if statements and go with switch statements instead. A switch statement is just a different way of writing a long series of if, else, if, else statements. I'll show you how you can use this pattern to simplify things a bit right after this message from our sponsor. The one thing that all professional programmers share is that we take action. Go ahead, text PROGRAM to the number 44222 now. It's hard, I know, to get started, and if you need some help, then all you need to do is register for one of the Take Up Code free or paid live classes. You can attend with just your computer and an internet connection from anywhere in the world. These are live workshops instead of just lectures. You get enough lecturing already. These are fun workshops. You have enough boring tasks already. And these are focused on results. Text the word PROGRAM to the number 44222 and you'll be on your way. You can also visit takeupcode.com to begin. Okay, so we have walking, riding, and now swimming to deal with. And let's plan on a few others, even if we don't know what they'll be yet. Usually when writing code, one type of behavior is not enough to highlight common parts unless you've got some experience already. Two types should raise some alarms and start the refactoring. And three is almost a sure sign that more will be coming. The command pattern showed us how to turn a command into an object that can be saved and executed later and how it can originate from different sources. Once we're in the execute method, we know that we need to actually move forward now, or do whatever else the command needs. Here's where the state pattern helps. Instead of jumping right into an if statement or a switch statement with the code for accomplishing the command, we need to go through another level of indirection. First, start by creating an interface that describes all the possible actions supported by the various modes. In this example, there's things like move forward, move backward, etc. But there might also be actions like enter and leave. We could use these to show the hero mounting and dismounting a horse, or picking up and releasing oars for a rowboat mode. See, I told you there'd be more modes. And some actions might only apply in certain modes. That's okay. Jumping doesn't make sense when swimming, but it does when walking or riding a horse. Then you can define concrete classes to implement these actions. This has a nice benefit of putting related code back together. The move forward command was starting to collect quite a diverse set of behavior that it had to choose from. This gets all the walking code, whether it be walking forward or backward, into a walking mode class. It actually makes it easier to understand already. But it gets easier. Because the hero can only be in one mode at any time, you might find the singleton pattern helps you with your design. The singleton is described in episode 60. Somewhere you just need to put a reference to the interface that describes all the actions available to all modes and make sure this reference points to the current concrete mode class. The move forward command code can then skip all the if, else, or skip the giant switch statement and just call the move forward method in the current mode. When you want to switch modes or switch states, just update the current mode reference to point to a different mode. And when you want to add a new mode, you no longer have to edit all your commands to add another case statement to the ever-increasing switch statement. Just swap out the current mode with the new one at the appropriate time. Now, this pattern doesn't describe how to switch the current mode. That's up to you. This pattern just helps make sure that you have a current mode to work with. In addition to when you want to switch states, you also need to decide what to do with the old state. Do you delete it? Do you keep it and all the others in a master collection somewhere? If your application switches states rapidly and the mode classes are expensive to create, then you might want to keep them around and reuse them. It's really up to you. Thank you for listening. Make sure to check out the other episodes, and if you get value, please give the Take Up Code podcast a rating, hopefully 5 stars, and a review. I'll select several people who take the time to provide thoughtful reviews, good or bad, and give you a shout out and a big thank you during our Q&A Fridays. Your support goes a long way to helping this podcast thrive and help others learn how to program. If you have any questions about this episode or even other programming questions, please ask. Just go to takeupcode.com/contact and submit your question. The Q&A Friday episodes are where I'll answer one or more submitted questions. Until next time, keep learning. But even better, keep doing. If you want to learn how to program, then start programming. And you'll learn and get better, and your mind will expand in ways you never thought possible.